Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and welcome to our catch-up.
A hot water system, huh? Not the most romantic Valentine's Day gift. And we asked, did your bloke choke in the gift department?
Hoags, the mini-series, started over the weekend, unfortunately. Mm. Justin Hamilton will tell us whether it's worth hanging around for part two.
Plus, Nat Fyfe isn't on the catch-up, but Adrian Barrett is, and he'll tell us how the Fremantle captaincy all went down.
The perfect drive home is with Lisa and Pete, and the perfect kitchen is with APG Homes. Get 25K to customise the kitchen of your new two-story with their Kitchen Flair and Air promotion. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Adrian Barrett from the Dead Set Legends and Channel 7 joins us. He's been at Dockers headquarters all day for the massive Nat Fyfe announcement. Mate, we have a new Fremantle captain.
We have Pete. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Yes.
I've just made my way back. I was there at 8 o'clock this morning, witnessed all the players coming in to vote for their new captain, or as it turned out, their new captain for their captain, the voting 5-4-3-2-1, and then they had to reveal their votes to the group.
Sounds like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit like that. Then the leadership group is formed, and then that leadership group decides on the captain. And as it turned out, Nat Fyfe is the new captain, the Brownlow medalist, probably the best player at the club. And I think it's a good move. I think it's honestly a good move. He's the man who he wanted the job. He wants to lead the club out of the doldrums, and I'll tell you what, he's the sort of bloke you wouldn't bet against because he's got a bit of a charmed life and he really has a crack. So I think it's a great thing for Dockers fans.
So couple of questions right off the bat, mate. What happened to David Mundy and who were some of the other choices in the leadership group that they could have gone with?
Well, it basically came down to a battle between Mundy and Fyfe, really, the incumbent versus the up-and-comer. They extended their leadership group. They've got six players in it, and they added Lachie Neal and Michael Walters.
Oh, why? Just have a captain and a vice-captain.
Alongside Aaron Sanderlands. Hang on, not finished yet. David Mundy, of course, Nat Fyfe.
Parcel at a two-year-old's party. Everyone gets a prize.
And then Johnson went out. Michael Johnson went out of the leadership group, as did Pav, of course, because he's retired. So there's a six-man leadership group, including Fyfe, and he's the big dog. And, it was really just out of Mundy and Fyfe, and I saw them together. Their chemistry was pretty good on the oval when they were training together, so I don't think there's any dramas there. He's happy to handle the mantle over, and Fyfe, he's ready to take it. And, let's face it, he is the face of the club, and let's see if he can. They're going to a new home in Coburn with $100 million. Mm. They got a new captain. They got a younger team. Who knows what could happen this year? Wildly optimistic, he said, Fyfe. I'm wildly optimistic, and I'm with him.
He's not just the face of the club, he's the chest of the club, because that's...
And several knees,
that
too.
That same photo of him with the ripped jersey is what appears everywhere. Now, like, you don't mind an opinion, right? And I need your opinion on this, Barra. Okay, because he was coming up for, what is it, free agency next year? There was a lot of other clubs that were rumoured to be cashing themselves up so they could make a big play. Is part of this also Fremantle going, look, can you stay with us for a few more years?
Yeah, I was a little bit cynical about that as well, but having been to the press conference and seen how passionate he is about the purple, he's won me over, Fyfe. I mean, there's no doubt the Melbourne clubs are circling. They've got a war chest together, St Kilda, Carlton, Essendon, those sort of clubs. Massive money, $1.5 million a year to get him over there. But now that he's the captain, and he'll get something like that money anyway at Fremantle, I reckon he'll stay on unless they really bottom out and things don't go well this year. If they finish midfield or above, I reckon he's the man to stay in Fremantle and really lead them forward, a la the Pav, maybe to a grand final, who knows, to a premiership. He's talking about he wants to win a premiership, and good on him. That's what you play for, isn't it? So, that's the lay of the land.
All right.
Wow, okay.
Thanks, Barra. There it is. Nat Fyfe, the Fremantle Dockers captain for 2017 and onwards. Thanks, mate.
Good on you guys.
Barra.
All of it.
We're asking, did your bloke choke?
Yeah.
Tried hard in the gift department. At least he remembered, but just kind of fell short with the genuine satisfaction part.
Erica in Coogee, it wasn't so much yours, but your dad choked, eh?
Yes, just a little bit. He got Mum a hot water system one year.
Oh, blessed. Is she the only one having hot showers? No one else in the family. Not him. It's not for anyone.
Oh, so good. How did he...
you, love.
Okay, now I need to get the visuals here, right? Was it wrapped? Did he have a ribbon around it? Did he drop a card with it? How did it go?
It didn't go very well. And luckily for him, Mum wasn't big enough to hit him over the head with it.
Oh, yeah, because they're... and they're pricey. But
they are. No?
Roses are red, water is blue. Here you go, some hot showers for you.
Yes.
Thanks, Erica. Trisha in Selwood Grove, did your bloke choke?
Yes, he certainly did. He got me a key finder.
A key finder?
Yeah, you know one of those ones you beep when you lose your keys?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it beeps and tells you exactly where they are.
Do you lose your keys a lot?
No, he thinks I do.
See, but you know what? For a guy, I got to admit, it's something about the way we think about this sort of stuff. Because I would, if my wife gave me a key finder today, I'd be like, wow, what an incredibly thoughtful and practical gift.
I guess
Thank you.
If you were someone who lost your keys all the time, there's this kind of cuteness about it. But otherwise, it's just like, why a key finder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's an absolute ripper. Hey, you know what? No. You know, it's a choke today, but when you lose your keys in a few weeks' time, Trisha, if that happens, you'll be thanking the man.
Maybe he's got a really good game of find the key planned for when he gets home tonight. There's going to be some earrings attached to it or something.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
G'day guys. Look, in recent years we've had a slew of locally produced miniseries based on Australian personalities, including Hawk, Brock, and probably the best of them all was Molly. And there's also more in the pipelines as well, including one based on Olivia Newton-John, which I'm guessing will be called Olivia, and another on Shane Warne, which will be called Sex Pest. I'm guessing if we wait long enough, there will be one based on Ozzy Ostrich. We should get in before anyone else gets their hands on that gold mine. But before we get to any of those, we have a two-part series based on one of our greatest comedians, Paul Hogan, in the Channel 7 series Hoags. Now, I think it's weird when we start making these shows that are somehow based on living legends where the emphasis is on the word living. Like, how much are you willing to dig into a person's life when they're still breathing and not afraid to sue you if something goes slightly wrong? Like, I'm not saying Paul Hogan has anything to hide, although I'm sure there are still workers for the ATO who would question that. How do you show what a man truly is like if you're uncertain about how much you should and can show? And I really wanted to like this because I know some of the people that are involved in making it, behind the scenes, in front of the cameras, but I've got to be honest, I struggled from the moment that I saw the wigs. Like, this is the series where wigs went to die. In fact, the wigs are so bad that it really stands out when somebody isn't wearing a wig. Like, in one scene, I couldn't take my eyes off Ed Cavalli, who must have drawn a line in the sand and said, "Nah. My hair is more than fine, thank you," as he was literally the only person not wearing a terrible wig. I think Josh Lawson can be funny, but he feels either horribly miscast in this or he just doesn't have a decent enough script to sink his teeth into because his performance comes across like it's part of a skit rather than a performance of the real Paul Hogan. In fact, the moments that work the best are the ones where they reenact the sketches they used to produce for the show. Like, Lawson is all tics and mannerisms without giving you really any insight into the real Paul Hogan. Ryan Corr is solid as John Cornell, but once again he feels underwritten. There are just way too many scenes where Cornell is gazing at Hoags like a Catholic gazing at the Vatican, or Michelle Bridges gazing at a cake. Corr is better than the material, and even though he does his best to elevate the script, there's only so much you can do. The standout of the first episode, though, is Justine Clarke as Hogan's wife, Nolene. I love Justine, and she is fantastic at bringing a much-needed gravitas to the whole shebang. Unfortunately, none of it's good enough in the end, and the problem is that everyone treats Paul Hogan as if he was really Mick Dundee. Was everyone too scared to dig into the man? Is there nothing else to the man? There was potentially a really interesting series here, because you could have shown what was really funny in the past that doesn't quite work now. A man lost in time trying to find his place. A man looking back on his legend, looking a little bit like Raging Bull, but more for comedians. But unfortunately, this is not the series, and it's really disappointing to say. Because as I said, I like a lot of the people involved in it, but it just was not for me. So Hoag, Sunday, Channel 7, 8:30 p.m. AM. It's the second episode. No thumbs throwing a shrimp on the barbie.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more Lisa and Pete for the drive home and get more than 40 grand added value in your new two-storey with APG Homes Kitchen Flair and Air promotion for a limited time.